I was guilty with nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away. But then a voice from heaven was, I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Yes, I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place.
All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, and I hope that you do, go with me to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. We've been working our way verse by verse through the book of Galatians on Wednesday nights. This is the 15th message in the series, and there will be one more before we're finished with Galatians. And then I think after that, we're going to move into 1 Kings and study some of the kings of ancient Israel. Some of the most exciting stories in all the Bible are told in 1 and 2 Kings. We'll meet some of the great prophets in those passages as well. It'll be a wonderful summer worth of study. We have a couple of messages left in the book of Galatians. A man named Bernard called into the show of a radio psychologist with the question, why am I still here? You see, a few years before, he and his wife had moved to a brand new state for a new business opportunity. Just a few months after getting settled in his new job and new home, Bernard was diagnosed with severe throat cancer. The next 2 years of his life consisted of hospitals and radiation and chemotherapy. Throughout that two-year process, he lost 75 pounds, and his salivary glands were permanently destroyed, restricting his ability to ever gain back the weight that he had lost as a result of the chemo. Just when Bernard went into remission and thought that he was getting his life back, his wife of 29 years walked into the room and said, I watched you die, and I watched you come back, and I know I will never get the man I married back. And that day, she left her husband. So through tears, he asked the radio psychologist, what am I still doing here? Why am I still here? And I don't think that it would surprise you to discover that the psychologist's answers were unsatisfying to the man. She told the man that he needed to look for a new purpose in life. That's like telling a thirsty man he needs to find some water. He already knew that. I think that question, why am I still here, is a question a lot of people are asking. Frankly, I think it's a question that a lot of Christians are asking. Let me ask you, why are you still here? If God's purpose for you was no bigger than to get you saved and get you into heaven, then the moment that you were saved, he would have taken you directly to heaven. It had to be bigger than that. So some will say, I'm still here not so much to get me into heaven, but to get heaven into me. And that a lot of
In other words, I'm still here to develop a relationship with God.
Why are you still here?
I'm still here to become more Christ-like.
If God's purpose
and those are
for
good
you
answers,
was no
by
bigger
the way.
Than to...
But think
get
with
you
me
saved
for a moment.
And get you into
if
heaven.
If it is all about a personal relationship with Christ, couldn't we enjoy a more intimate relationship
saved,
with Christ in heaven than we ever
heaven.
Could here?
It had to be
Certainly
bigger than
we
that.
Could.
As
so
far as being Christ-like goes,
1
John chapter 3 tells us that when we see him, we'll be like
heaven
him.
Into me.
We'll see him like he is. Did you
in
know
words,
the moment
I'm still
you
here
see
to
Jesus,
develop
you're
a relationship
like
with
him.
God? I'm still here to become
so
more Christ-like.
So if the purpose is to get me into heaven, he could have taken me on heaven.
But think
if
with
the
me
purpose
for a
is to get heaven into
if
me,
it is
probably
all about
the best way to do that
would just be to go ahead and take me on
couldn't
to heaven.
We enjoy a more
so that
intimate
leaves me
relationship
with the question
with
why
than we ever could
am I still here? Certainly we could.
Well, the New Testament gives us Christ-like two answers to that
question. 1 John chapter 3 tells us that when we see him, we'll be like him. The first answer is in 1 Corinthians 10 and Ephesians 3, and you don't need to turn
there. We'll see him like he is.
But 1 Corinthians 10 says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God.
If the purpose is to get me into heaven,
Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world, without him.
Take me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we
exist. So that leaves me with the glory of God.
Am I still
we
here?
Exist to give a lost and dying
well,
world
Testament
the right opinion of God.
We exist to question.
Make God
the first
look
answer is
good.
In 1 Corinthians 10.
God has left you here. God has left
there.
Me here.
But 1 Corinthians 10 says, whether therefore you
so that he might have a people
do,
that glorifies
the glory of
him.
God.
Now that's
Ephesians 3:21, unto him
we
be
exist
glory,
the glory
in the church by Jesus Christ
the second
throughout all
part
ages
of the
world
is found
him.
In our text tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
look at Galatians chapter 6,
glory
verse 10.
Of God. We exist to give a lost and
as
dying
we
world
therefore,
the right
as we have
of God,
therefore
we exist
to make God
let
us do good.
God has left
men,
you here. God has left me here.
Especially unto them
in 2018,
who are of the household.
So that he might have a people that
I want you to mark that expression
him.
In verse 10.
Now that's the
let
first part of the answer.
Do good.
We exist for the
that's
glory
the title of,
God. Of
the message tonight.
The second
I want to
part
preach
of the
on
answer
let us
is found in
do
our text tonight.
Good.
Look at Galatians
the
chapter
first purpose,
6,
the first reason
10.
God has left us here. We exist for the glory
as
of
we
God.
Therefore, as we have
the second
therefore
reason we exist.
Let
is for
us
the good,
do good
of
unto
all
men, people,
especially
why are
unto
you
them
still here?
Who are of that
for the glory of God
of faith?
For the good,
I want you to
of
mark that
people.
Expression in verse 10.
And God is
let
so wonderful in the way that He's designed
good.
Our lives.
That's the title.
He's
of the
designed the
tonight.
Christian life in such a way
let
that when we
do
good,
good
to people, it leads
first
to more
purpose,
glory
the
for
first
God.
Reason God has left
Matthew
us
5:16.
We exist.
So let
for the
your
glory
light therefore shine before
the
men.
The second reason
that they may
we
see
exist
your good
is for the
works
good
and glorify
of all
your Father, people,
which is in heaven.
Why are
now,
you
now we
still
know
here
the world's not looking for
the
light,
glory
are
of God.
Men
for
don't
the good
like the light, they like
people.
The darkness, John chapter 1.
And God is so wonderful
men
in the way that
for
He's
the light,
designed
our
lives. Looking
for Christ, but
He's
they
designed the Christian life
works
in such a way.
And the Bible
that
says
when
that when
we do
good,
good
to
works,
people,
lost people
it leads
see
to
it,
more
glory
and they
will
for
glorify God.
God.
Matthew 5:16.
I think many Christians
so
lack purpose and meaning in their lives because they have forgotten that we have been left in this world for the good of this world.
Now, we know the world's not looking for the light.
John sums it up in 3 John verse 11.
They like the
darkness.
He says,
beloved, follow not that which is evil,
men aren't looking for the light, they're not looking for Christ.
He that doeth good is of God.
And the Bible
he
says
that,
doeth
evil
we do good
have not
works,
seen lost people will see
one of the for sure
worth
marks that
God.
You are a child of God is
I think
that you
many
will
do good
lack purpose
in this world
and meaning in their lives.
Now let's look a little more carefully at Galatians
that
chapter 6
left
verse 10
in this
at that
world
little phrase
for
let
the good
us
of this world
do good.
For it's good.
What kind of good are we
John
supposed to
sums
do
it up in
well
third
notice
John,
it's
11.
A commanded good.
He says, beloved, follow
this
not that
is an exhortation,
but that
it's a command.
Anytime
you see those words,
let
is of
us
God. In the New
but
Testament, it means
evil,
an exhortation.
God.
And if you
one
were to put a punctuation
sure
mark at the end of that verse, it wouldn't
God
be a period, it would be an exclamation mark.
Now,
here's what he's saying. In a world full of evil, God's people are to be urgent and excited about doing good.
Us do
it's a commanded good.
What kind of good?
Not only is it a commanded good, it is
a collective
good. Because he says,
let
us
it's a command.
Anytime
in other words,
you
this
see
is
those
a solo
words,
sport.
Let us,
the
in
good
the
New that could be done and the good that should be done in this world,
and if you were to
will not be done unless we
end of that
do
verse,
it
wouldn't be a
together.
Period. It would be
we have to get
an exclamation mark.
Not
here's
only
what
is
saying,
it a commanded
a
good and a collective
evil, God's
good,
people
it is
urgent
and
excited
good.
About
it's
doing
in the
good.
Present tense.
It's a command.
It's an
good.
Ongoing action.
Not only is it a
the Bible says in Acts 11 that the Lord Jesus went about doing
because he says
let us.
That means no matter where good. Jesus was, whether he
in
was
other words,
in
Capernaum, this isn't a solo
whether
sport.
He was in Galilee, whether he
the
was in Samaria, everywhere he went,
be done
he was doing
world.
Good. And that's
will
the kind of life we ought to lead. When we're at home,
do
we're doing good.
Together.
When we're at work, we're doing
we
good.
Have to get
when we're in the grocery store, we're doing
not
good.
Not only is it a commanded good and a collective
good,
it's commanded.
It's collective.
It's in the present tense.
It means an ongoing action.
Because
the Bible
says
in Acts 11 that the Lord Jesus went about doing
good.
He doesn't say,
no matter where
let
Jesus
us tweet
was,
good.
Whether he was in Capernaum, He doesn't say, let us raise awareness for good.
Everywhere he went,
or protest for good.
And that's the kind of
he doesn't
life
say,
we
let us
lead.
Say
home,
a word
good.
For good.
At work,
he says,
good.
No, let us
store,
do
good. It's a
good.
Continual.
I get
good.
Tired of people
it's
raising
commanded.
Awareness about
it's
every
collective.
Issue under the sun,
continual.
But never getting out of
it's
their mother's
concrete.
Basement to do something
because
about
he
it.
Says, let us
he says,
do
we are to see
good.
The evil in this world, roll up our sleeves, and get to work and take action and do something about it.
He doesn't say, let us raise awareness for good.
It's commanded, it's collective. It's continual.
Good.
It's concrete.
He doesn't say, let
it's
us say a word for good.
He says, let
he
us
says,
do
no,
good
let
unto
us all
do
men.
Good.
I get
so
tired of people raising awareness
to
about
am
every
I supposed
issue
to
under
do
the
good.
Sun, but never getting
the
out of their mother's basement to do something
men.
About it.
Where should I
he
start?
He says, we are to see the evil
anyone.
In this world, roll
we've
up
been
our sleeves, and
to do
get to work, and take action, and
do
something
about
it. I want
to remind you before we hop into the outline
something concrete.
That we live
it's
in a
commanded,
world that needs
it's collective,
some
it's continual,
good.
It's concrete.
We live
it's
in a world of urgent,
he
spiritual,
says, let us do
and physical
good
need.
Unto all.
Did you know
men.
That today 30,000
so
children
if you've ever
died
wondered,
of starvation?
To whom am I supposed to do
every
good?
45 seconds in our world,
to
a child
all
dies from malaria.
Men.
Where
the vast
should I majority start? Of those deaths could have
with
been
anyone.
Prevented if they had a
because we've been commanded
net.
To do them all good.
300,000 children
hop
in the United
the
States.
Tonight.
Are in the
that we
sex
live in a world that needs
some
people to do some
as we speak. We live
in
fact,
a world
I-20,
of
Interstate 20 that runs right outside
and
our door
need.
Has been called the sex
did you
trade
know that today
30,000
children died of starvation?
You know what that tells me? Somebody
every
45 needs to do
seconds
some
good. In our world a child
not
dies
just tweet about
world.
It, not just raise awareness, not just raise your voice.
Could have been
somebody needs to get up off their couch, roll up their sleeves, and do something.
300,000 children
in
the United States.
Not only do we live
in
a world of urgent physical need, we live
we
in a
speak.
World of urgent spiritual need.
In fact, I-20 Interstate.
There are almost 7,000 unreached people groups in our
world.
Trade that means less than 2% of people that live among
those. You know what that tells me?
Name the name of
somebody
Jesus Christ. There are 3.17 billion
just tweet
people
about it,
in those
not just raise awareness,
groups,
not just
no
raise
one
your voice.
Somebody needs
it.
To get up off their couch.
There are 3,300
unengaged something
people
about all the
in this
bad
world.
In this
world.
What does that mean?
It
means
not
as
only
far as
do
we
know
live in a
world
of strategy
urgent,
by
any
gospel
need, we
preaching
live in a world of
anywhere
spiritual
to get the gospel to them. There are almost
someone says it's a bad thing to be lost.
It's an even worse thing to be lost and no one's looking
for you. That means less than 2% of people that live among those groups.
Somebody needs to do some good for those
people
because, ladies and gentlemen,
there are 3.17 billion
people in those unreached people groups. That's why you're here.
And no one is
looking for you. That's why I'm here.
So how do we do good?
There's a world of evil. How do we overcome
in this world?
Well,
what does that
Paul
mean?
In Galatians
means
chapter 6
as we know, there's no
is going to give us two
any
powerful forces that belong to each of
to
us
get the gospel
that'll
to
help us do good in
and
this
someone
world.
Says it's a
if
bad
we'll
thing to be
put
lost.
Into
it's an even worse thing to be
notice,
lost.
Notice, first
no
of all, the power
for.
Of partnership. The power
somebody needs
of partnership.
To do some good for those
look
people
at verse 6.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's why
let him
you're
that is
here.
Taught in the word
that's
communicate
why
unto him that teacheth.
How do we do
in
good?
All
there's
good
a world of
things.
Evil. How do we overcome it?
Well, there are two
Paul
characters mentioned in verse 6.
He's going to give
him
us
that
two
is taught,
powerful forces
you may want
to
underline
belong
it.
To each of us.
And then
that'll help
him
us
that
do
teacheth.
Good in this world. If we'll simply
so
put
this
him
verse,
into
verse 6, is about the
notice first of all,
relationship between
of
him that teaches
the power
and him that's
of
taught.
Partnership.
If I could say
look
it this way,
six.
Between the preacher and the people.
Let him that is taught in the word.
Some more modern Christians are asking
unto
this question.
Him that teacheth
with all the evil
all
in the world and all the unreached
things.
People groups and all the starving
there
children and
characters
all the children in the
six.
Sex slave trade.
Him
isn't
that
it counterproductive
taught,
for us to be spending
it?
So much time
and then,
on Sundays and Wednesdays sitting in worship services?
So this verse, verse 6,
shouldn't we
is
do
about
away with some of that and
actually
get about doing good
him
in
that
our
teaches,
world?
And
here's what the
taught.
Bible is teaching
if
here.
I could say it this way,
that the
between
partnership
the preacher,
between the Bible teacher
and the people,
he teaches
some
is
more
actually
modern Christians
crucial
are asking this question.
And the starting
all the
point
evil in the world and
for
all
doing
the
good in this world.
And all the
circle, if you would, at verse 6, at
the
very
children
end of those
in
words,
slave
in
trade,
all
isn't
good
it counterproductive for us
then back
to be
in our text
so
verse,
time on
do good
and
to
Wednesdays,
all
sitting in worship service.
So don't miss it.
Shouldn't
the
we do away with some
of
that and actually get
in
about
all
doing
good
things
things
precedes
in our
doing
world.
Good to all men?
Here's what the Bible
it is the
teaching
here,
of good
that the
things
partnership
that energizes
the Bible
and
teacher
equips
and
the
people the
doing
he teaches
of good
is
works.
Actually
I gotta say
crucial
that again. And it is the teaching of good things, the teaching of God's word that energizes and equips the doing of good works in this world. Now, there's an interesting word here used in verse 6.
Do good to all men.
It's the word communicate.
So don't miss it.
This word is often translated throughout the New Testament as fellowship.
Doing good to all men.
You'll remember, fellowship is a deep relationship between individuals
that energizes
through active participation
in
a common mission. It's people that have deep relationships because they work together for Jesus.
The teaching of God's
and what the Bible's telling us here is that we're in a partnership. The people that listen to the word have a part in the partnership.
There's an interesting word here.
And the people that teach the word have a part in the partnership.
Communicate.
Turn forward just a few pages in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, if you
will. Fellowship.
Each of us has a part.
If we're going to do good in this world,
we have to play our part.
Through active
look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
Common mission. It's people that have deep relationships
talking about
because they work
gave
together
some apostles
for Jesus.
And some prophets.
And what the Bible is telling us here
and
is
some
that we're in a partnership.
And teachers.
The people that listen
that teaches,
to the word
like
have
Galatians
a part in the partnership.
For the perfecting of the saints, that means the maturing of the saints.
Turn forward just
for the
a few
work
pages
of the ministry,
in your Bibles to Ephesians
for the edifying
4,
of the body of Christ.
Each of
till
us
we
has
all
a
come
part
in the unity of the
good
faith
in this world,
and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect
look at Ephesians chapter
man,
4, verse 11.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness
and
of
he,
Christ.
Talking about
that
Christ
we henceforth be no more children,
and some prophets,
tossed to and fro,
and some
and carried about with every wind of doctrine,
pastors,
by the sleight
teachers,
of men and cunning craftiness,
that
whereby
like
they lie in
says,
wait to deceive.
For the perfecting
but
of the
truth
saints,
truth
that
in
means
love,
the maturing of
may
the
grow
saints,
up into
for
him
the work
in all
of the
things,
ministry,
which is the head,
for the edifying of the body,
from whom the whole body fitly
we all
joined together
in unity
and compacted by that which
every
joint supply, knowledge
of
the Son of God, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part,
to the measure of the stature of the fullness
of Christ,
of
the body,
that we
henceforth
be no more
children, of itself,
tossed to and
love,
fro, and carried
now,
about
the key verses
with
there,
doctrine,
especially for our
by
consideration
men
tonight,
and are
verses 11 and
whereby
12,
they lie in wait to deceive.
Where the Bible reveals
but
that God gifts the local church with pastors and with teachers of the
into
word,
him in all
and their primary
is the
responsibility
Christ,
is to mature the
from
saints.
Whom the whole body fit
now, you may not have
together,
the background where you understand what a saint is. There's only two types
according
of people
to
in the world,
working in the measure of every part,
and an ain't.
Maketh increase of
if you've
the
been
body
saved by the grace
of
Jesus Christ,
of
you are a set apart one. You're a saint.
Now the key verse
and if
is
you've
there,
never been saved by the grace of Christ, you're
tonight,
an ain't tonight. You need to be a saint.
So put your faith
where
in
the
Christ.
Bible reveals that God
so the
gifts
pastor
the
uses
church,
his spiritual gifts.
The teachers
the
teach
word,
the word of God
and
to mature the saints.
Responsibility
and it
is
the saints,
the
next phrase says, that
now
do the work of
the
ministry the
background
for
the
edifying or the
is
building up
of
the body
of people
Christ
in the world, by the way.
And when all of the saints are doing their part, when the pastor is teaching the word and they're listening to the word and being built up and growing and
set apart one,
they begin, as it says in verse 16,
if you've never been saved by the grace of Christ,
build up the body
ain't tonight,
and the body
you need
grows
to be a saint.
What I'm trying to say is that what we're doing tonight is important.
So the pastor
doing
good
is
his
spiritual
gifts.
We're in a partnership.
Teachers teach the word of God.
It's my responsibility to open up God's
and
word and teach you so
that
you will be built up in
the faith.
And it is your responsibility to be a good hearer of
building up of the body,
to be obedient to the word of God, to respond as the Spirit directs, and then to take what you hear outside the four walls of this church
and
do good with it.
In the
they
world
begin, as it says
we
in verse 16,
to edify.
And I believe this partnership between
the
pastor
grows
and people is the
what
partnership
I'm trying to
say is
that
behind most every good work in this world that really glorifies God.
We're in a partnership tonight.
Imagine
it's
there's
my
a
responsibility to open
tonight
up God's word and teach
and
you
he's
so
digging
that you
a well
will be built
to give clean drinking water.
And it
to
is your responsibility to be
a good
hearer of the word.
That's a great
to be obedient to the word.
Imagine that as he gets that well running
and then to
water is flowing for this village
for
the first time
clean and
do good with it.
In the
a
world
man comes up to
we
that well
part,
and he says, thank you, sir.
And I believe
for
this partnership
to give us water in our
pastor and people
and
is
that
the
missionary
partnership
says to
that's
him,
behind
oh,
most every good work
in
this world that really glorifies God.
I've come to give
imagine
you spiritual
there's
water
a missionary somewhere in Africa
thirst
tonight.
And imagine
and
that that missionary
well
takes the gospel of Jesus Christ
and
leads that Africa to Christ. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That's a great thing.
He's met a physical
imagine that as
he's
he gets
met a spiritual
that well
running,
he's done good in the
water
world
is flowing for this village
you know
for the first
started
time, clean, accessible
here's
drinking
started
water. A man comes
gotta
up
rewind
to that well
and
he says,
thank you, sir, for
life
coming
when
to give us
a
water in our
world
village.
And that
was
missionary
a Sunday night.
To him, oh, I've come not only to give you.
And a preacher
a
got up behind
water.
The pulpit.
I've come to
he
give
studied
you
his brains out all week.
Satisfy your thirst.
He prayed and prepared
imagine
as best
that missionary
he could.
Takes the gospel
and he opened
Jesus
up
Christ
the word of God that night and poured his heart out for God's burden.
He's met a
God's
physical need.
He's
met
a spiritual need. He's
and as that young
Lord.
Man was listening to that
you
sermon, he did his part in the partnership.
Here's where it started.
He listened attentively. Not everybody else was doing
that.
He refused to be distracted. Oh, his parents were thinking about what was coming after the service, and the preacher was going too long, but not this young man. He was listening to the word of God.
He studied his brain.
And as the invitation came, the Holy Spirit of God was speaking to his heart and calling him
and
burdening him for the mission field.
And
that day, that young man walked the aisle and got down on his knees and surrendered to God's call.
And as that young man was listening to
that sermon, how many of you know that man would have never got to the mission field to dig the well or lead the soul? Not everybody.
If there had not been a partnership,
he refused to be
preacher.
And his parents were thinking about what was
you
coming
see, this
after the
partnership
service,
the is
was
crucial
long, but not
to seeing good
man.
Done in the world.
He was listening to
the preaching
God.
Of God's word
and as the
cranks the engine
came, the Holy
of gospel
God
ministry
was
in this world.
To his heart
and
calling
and when you have
him
teachers
him
committed
him
to teaching God's word
and
biblically
that day,
and boldly,
that young man walked the aisle
and
got down on his knees and
willing to open up their hearts and receive God's word humbly.
How many of you know that man would have never got to the mission field to dig the well or lead the soul to Christ if there had not been a partnership between a preacher
and
a person?
Wednesday night, open up this book and tell
see,
us
this
what
partnership
God wants
for
is our
life. Crucial to seeing
good
understand done in the
world. Power.
The preaching of God's word cranks
not
the engine.
Not only does Paul tell us
gospel
about the power
ministry
of
in this world,
he tells us
have
secondly,
teachers committed
about the
to
power
teaching God's word
of
biblically
choice.
And boldly.
The power
have students
of personal
that
choice.
To open up their
we're back
hearts
in Galatians chapter 6,
humbly,
verse 7.
You will have a group of people ready to make an impact.
Be
on
not deceived.
World. I'm telling
God
you the best thing that we could do for Fort
for
Worth
whatsoever
is to
a man soweth,
open up this book
that shall he also
what God wants for our life.
For he that soweth to his flesh
understand
shall of the flesh
the power
corruption.
Of partnership.
But he that soweth to the Spirit
not only does
shall
Paul
of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
He tells us
and
secondly,
let us not be weary
about
and well
the power
doing.
Of
for in due
choice.
Season we shall reap
the power
if
of
we
personal
not.
Choice. Look back at Galatians
think about
chapter
what Paul
6,
is saying.
Verse 7.
Remember this entire context is the context
be not
of doing
deceived.
Good.
God is not.
I believe what Paul is saying
for whatsoever
is that the amount
soweth,
of good we can
that
do in
shall
this
he
life
also reap.
Is determined
he
by
that
the seeds
to
we
his
sow,
flesh shall of
the
flesh and the
harvest
corruption.
We reap. But he that
the
soweth
amount
to the
of good any individual can really do in this world for the cause of Christ and let us
is
not
determined
be weary
by the seeds
well
he sows,
for
in
due
the harvest
season
he
we shall reap.
Now the seeds are personal choices.
Think about
the
what
harvest
Paul is saying.
Is the consequence
remember this
of
entire
personal choices.
Context is
and
the
we learned when we
of
were children,
good.
At least I hope we did.
I believe
that
what Paul
every
is
personal
saying
choice
is that the
will
amount
have
of good we can do in this
that's
life
what he's talking about here
is determined
the
by
inevitable
the seeds
law
we sow
of sowing
and the harvest
and reaping.
We reap.
Those personal
the
choices
of good
are powerful
any individual
because
can
there's
really
great
do in
potential
this world
when
for the cause
you
of
sow a seed
is determined
for that
by the
seed
seeds
to be
he
multiplied and grow
into a harvest.
Now the seeds are
one
personal choices.
Act of obedience.
The harvest
can be multiplied
is the
by
consequence
God
of personal
to do much
choices.
Good.
And we learn
think
when
about
we were
that
children,
boy,
at least I hope we
who
did,
brought his lunch
that
to
every
Jesus.
Personal choice.
Jesus wanted
will
to
have
feed
a
5,000. That's
nobody
what he's talking
had
about here.
There
was
a little
law
of
just
sowing
bag and reaping.
Just a few pieces of bread.
Those personal choices
not
are powerful
for Jesus.
Because there's great
Jesus
potential when you sow
it
a seed.
It was a small act
for that
obedience.
Seed to be multiplied.
You remember what
and
Jesus
grow
did with that little boy's lunch?
The Bible says he took
one
it.
Act of
he
obedience.
Blessed it.
Can be
he
multiplied
it,
by God
and it
multiplied.
To do much good.
And I want
think
you to know
that
tonight
boy,
that our lives are just like
lunch
that little
Jesus.
Boy's lunch.
Jesus
we'll come to Jesus 5, with all that we have and give him our little
food.
Lives. I'm convinced that
there was
even
a little
small
boy,
acts
just
of
a little
obedience
bag,
to God
just a
can
few
be used
of bread
and multiplied
fish.
To do
not
much good
to
in this
offer
world.
Jesus, but he gave Jesus
let's
what he
notice
had.
Very quickly
it was a small
a few
act of
laws
obedience.
Of the harvest.
And you remember what
four
Jesus
laws
did
of
with
the
that
harvest.
Little boy's lunch?
Notice, first of all,
the
harvest
it.
Is dependent
he break it,
upon the planting.
And it multiplied.
The harvest is dependent
I want you to know tonight
upon
that
the planting.
Lives are just like
he
that
says it very clearly in verse 7, what you sow,
Jesus with all
you're going
to
reap.
Give him our little lives.
The
I
kind of harvest you reap is dependent upon
God.
The kind of seed
used
you plant.
Multiplied to do
now that's a fact of nature, is it? Nothing new for a Wednesday night
let's
crowd.
Notice very quickly.
You plant an orange seed, you get an orange tree that brings forth oranges.
Four laws
you plant a cotton seed, you're going to get a harvest.
First of all,
you plant a tomato, you're going to get a tomato vine.
Upon
now it
the
says
planting.
Here, don't be deceived.
The
don't
harvest
be tricked.
Is dependent
God is not
upon
mocked.
The planting. The word he says it very clearly in verse 7, what you sow, turn your nose up, you're going to reap.
In other words, don't you the kind think of harvest you get away is dependent
with turning your nose
the
up
kind
at
of seed you plant.
So let's ask Paul, what does nature, personal choice, what does sowing and reaping
having to do with you turning plant your an orange nose seed, up at God, you get an orange tree that brings forth
just
oranges.
A few things. You plant a cotton
we
seed,
we deceive ourselves and mock God.
You plant a tomato,
when we think
you're
we can
get
sow
a
whatever
vine.
Seeds we like.
No, it says here, don't be deceived, don't
face
tricked.
A harvest. God is not mocked.
We mock God.
The word mocked literally
and we deceive
means
ourselves.
Turn your
when
nose
we
up.
Think we can sow
in other
and
words,
sow
don't you
and
think
sow
you're
and
gonna
sow
get away
and we'll never have
your nose
to face the
God.
Harvest.
So let's
commentator
ask
John
what
Stott said that the seeds
choice,
we sow
what
are
sowing
thoughts
and reaping having to do with turning
every
our nose
thought and
God
action
and
is a seed
God.
You plant.
Just a few
so
things.
So never be deceived into thinking
we deceive
that the
ourselves
thoughts you
and
think
mock
and the
God.
Decisions you make don't matter
we think
because
we can
harvest
sow whatever
seeds
comes.
We like.
If you
and
sow
never
worry,
face a harvest.
You'll reap frustration.
We
you
mock
sow
God,
negativity
and we deceive ourselves.
Insecurity.
When we
if you
think
sow
we can
laziness
sow
and
sow,
you'll
and
reap
and
dependency.
Sow. And we'll never have
if you sow pride,
to face the harvest.
You'll reap destruction.
Commentator John Stott said
if
that
you
the
sow
seeds
lust,
you sow are thoughts and actions.
You'll reap self-centered,
every
unfulfilling relationships.
Is a seed you plant.
On the
so
other
never
hand,
be deceived
there's
in the
a positive
thinking
side.
That the thoughts you think and the decisions
if you, sow
you
humility,
make don't matter because
you'll
harvest
reap
always comes.
That's what the Bible
if you
says.
Sow worry,
humble yourselves under
you'll
the
reap
hand of God and he will lift you up.
You sow negativity.
If you sow generosity,
you'll reap insecurity.
You'll reap blessing.
If you sow
give,
laziness,
and it shall be given unto you.
You'll reap
you sow prayer, you'll reap answers. Ask and it shall
pride,
be given unto you.
You'll reap
if you sow mercy. You'll reap
if
mercy.
You sow lust,
blessed are the merciful.
You'll reap self-centered,
unfulfilling
mercy.
Relationships.
What I'm trying to remind you
hand,
tonight is that harvest always comes.
If
and
you
at every
humility,
moment we are planting for our future,
that's what the Bible says.
Humble yourselves under the hand of God, and he
at
will
this
lift
moment
you, up.
You are planting a seed
if you
that will sow spring
generosity,
up years in advance.
You'll reap blessing.
And at this moment,
give,
you
it shall
are
be
reaping
given
the decisions that you made.
You sow prayers, you'll reap
past.
Answers. Ask
harvest
and it shall be given
always
unto
comes.
You. If you sow
we deceive
mercy,
ourselves and mock God
mercy.
When we think.
Blessed are
we
the
can
merciful,
sow one kind of seed,
for they shall obtain mercy.
And reap another kind of
what
harvest.
What I'm trying to remind you tonight
listen
is that
to
harvest
you
always
only
comes.
Harvest
and at every moment we are planting for our future.
God can't multiply
and we are reaping
what you haven't sown.
At this moment you are planting a seed that will spring
God
up cannot years
in advance.
Multiply in your life. And at this moment
you
have
are never
reaping
taken the time
decisions
to sow.
That you made. Years
don't expect to
harvest
stand before
comes.
Jesus with a harvest of souls one day if you don't
God
go soul winner
and share your faith
we can
with
sow one kind of seed.
Don't expect deep
friendships
kind of
with people in your church if you
listen
only show up once a month.
You only harvest.
You can only harvest
what
you plant.
Don't expect
God
that God's
going to
use you as a Bible teacher someday if you
sown.
Don't sow the seeds of Bible study in your personal life.
God cannot multiply.
Don't expect
in
God's
going
to bless you with great
you
finances to give
to
the work to of God if you won't be faithful
don't
with the finances He's already given
before
you.
Jesus.
You can only
with
harvest
of souls
what
one
you
day
plant.
If you don't go soul winning.
God can't multiply what you haven't sown.
Don't expect
the harvest
deep
is dependent upon the sowing. So
if
we want a greater harvest,
you can only harvest.
We need to make some
plant.
Better choices.
Plant
don't expect that God's going to use you
so
as a Bible
one,
teacher someday if you
planting.
Don't sow the seeds
number
of Bible
two,
study in
the
your
harvest
personal life.
Is greater than the
don't
plant.
Expect God's going to bless
that's
you
what he
with
says
great
in,
finances
verse number
to
eight.
Give to the work of God. If you
he says,
won't
for
be faithful
that
with the finances he's already
shall
given
the flesh
you,
reap
you can
corruption.
Only harvest
but
what
he
you
that
plant.
Soweth to the Spirit.
God
shall
can't
multiply
the Spirit
reap
what
life
you haven't sown.
Everlasting.
The harvest is
we
dependent upon the sowing. So if we want
know.
A greater harvest,
you take one kernel
need to
of wheat,
make some better choices.
You put it in the ground.
Plant
if it grows, it's going to produce a stalk
so
of wheat.
So number one, the harvest
that
is
stalk
dependent
of wheat is in turn going to produce
number
thousands
two,
of kernels
the harvest
of wheat.
Is greater
you take an acorn
than the planting.
You plant it in the
that's
ground.
What he
if
says
it grows,
in,
it'll produce an oak tree. And
he
that
says,
oak
for he
tree
that
will
soweth
produce,
to the
flesh,
trust me,
shall
have
millions
the flesh
of acorns for somebody to sweep up.
But he that soweth to the Spirit shall have the Spirit.
The harvest
life
is always greater than
we
the
know
planting.
This from agriculture.
He says here, you sow to your flesh,
you take
you'll
one
reap corruption.
Of wheat.
You put it
the
in
word
the ground,
corruption
grows,
here describes decaying food.
That stalk of wheat.
It indicates
in
a progressive worsening.
Thousands of
what he's saying here
wheat.
Is that giving in to our
you
flesh will lead to a spiritual corruption.
It in the ground, if it grows,
a progressive worsening of our spiritual condition.
Will produce, trust me,
a small act
of
disobedience will always lead to a greater act of disobedience and greater consequence
the harvest
for those greater
is
acts.
Always greater.
We see this in church
the
all the time. He says skipping here church one Sunday leads to two.
You'll reap corruption.
Skipping two Sundays leads
to
corruption.
The word corruption here describes
four leads to six, and all the studies
show
us
if they
don't come back for 6 weeks, they're
what
not
he's saying
coming
here is
at all.
That giving in to our flesh
and
will
we all
lead to
know
a spiritual
that there'll
corruption.
Be great consequences
a progressive
that come from staying out of church for a long
period of time,
spiritual condition,
don't we?
And it all started with
a
just
small
a
act
one
of disobedience
Sunday,
will always lead to a greater act of disobedience.
Losing financial
greater
restraint one
for
time
greater acts.
Can lead to more
we see this
overspending,
in church all
which leads
time.
To a disastrous harvest.
Skipping
of
church
debt in
one
your life.
Sunday leads to two.
You forgave
skipping
someone 99 times, but it was that 100 time you refused to forgive in that one time.
Show us if they don't come back for 6 weeks,
it's going to steal your joy for the rest of your life.
And we all
what he's
know
saying
that
is if you sow small seeds to your flesh, you'll reap a progressive worsening and a greater consequence because the harvest is always greater and more than the plant.
Losing financial restraint
on the
one
time
can lead to
he
more
says, if you'll
overspending,
sow to the
which
spirit,
leads to a disastrous harvest
you will
of
the spirit.
Reap everlasting life.
You forgave
life.
Someone 99
that's
times, but it was that 100th time you refused to
saying
forgive
here,
and that one time
that if you will make spirit-filled
it's
believers
still your spirit-filled
for the
decisions,
rest of
your life. Excuse me.
What
that
he's saying here is
if
you
sow
saved.
Small seeds to your flesh,
that's not what he's
you'll
saying.
Reap a progressive worsening and
you
a greater
sow to the spirit
because
if you
the harvest
the
is always greater and
so
more.
So he can't be talking about your eternal life.
On the flip side,
so who's
he says if you'll sow to the spirit. You will
of the
Spirit
about somebody
reap everlasting life.
Now that's
that if
interesting.
You will sow to the Spirit. And what does that
is
mean? It means exactly
here,
what Galatians 5
that if
told
you will
us. Walking in the
Spirit
day in and day out.
Our
Spirit if you will make decisions in your life under the leadership of the
saved.
Holy Spirit, as you're
that's
led by
saying.
The Spirit, it will lead
you
to the eternal
sow to the
life
Spirit if you don't have
of
the
other
Spirit.
People.
So he
that's
can't
good news,
be talking
about your eternal life.
Someone else will get to reap
so whose
fruit
eternal life is he talking
of
about?
My planting.
I
if I will walk in the Spirit and be obedient to God, God can bless
that
even small acts of
to
obedience.
The
and
what
the result will be eternal
exactly
life 5
for
someone
walking
else.
Walking in the Spirit day in and
every
day
time
out.
I think about this principle,
if you will
I think
make
about the salvation
your life
of Billy
under the
Graham,
leadership of the Holy Spirit.
A man
Spirit,
that saw in his lifetime 3 million
Spirit,
people saved.
It will lead
he
to
was
the
saved
the
in an evangelistic
life.
Meeting held by a preacher
Father
named
Pete. Mordecai Ham. That's good news.
Ham was saved through the ministry of
someone
baseball
someone else
turned
get
gospel
to
preacher
reap
Billy
fruit.
Sunday.
Of my
Billy
planting.
Sunday got into evangelism
if
because
I will
of
walk
the influence
in the Spirit
of a preacher named
obedient
Chapman,
to God. God can bless even
Wilbur
small
Chapman
acts led to the Lord after an evangelistic service.
And the result
service
will be eternal life
Moody.
For someone else.
You say, who was the great
every
preacher
time I
that
think
led
about
D.L.
this
Moody to
principle,
Christ?
I think
it wasn't
the
a
salvation
preacher.
Of Billy Graham.
It was a Sunday school
a man that
teacher
saw in
who
his
got
life
a bird for a little boy in his
saved.
Class. Not a little boy
he was
by
saved
that time
in an evangelistic
meeting held
he
by
walked
a preacher
to a
named
store.
Mordecai
he was
Ham.
Pacing outside so
Ham
nervous
was
but
saved
decided he'd
the
walk in the door that day, walked to the back room and led D.L. Moody to Christ.
Billy Sunday
it was
got
just
into
one soul-winning opportunity, just
a
small
J.
seed
Wilbur
of obedience,
Chapman.
But it resulted in a harvest of millions of souls coming to Christ. What I'm trying to tell you is that our God's so great, he can turn a little boy's lunch into a meal that can feed thousands.
Got a burden for a little
a
boy
small act of obedience.
Not a little boy by that
can
time
be greatly
boy.
Blessed.
He walked
by God
to a store
because the
he
harvest
was pacing
is greater
outside so nervous but decided he'd walk in the door that
few
day.
More things
walked
and I'll
to
hit
the back
this quickly.
Room and let D.L.
The harvest
Christ.
Comes later.
It was just
than
one soul winning opportunity,
look at verse
just
9.
A small seed of obedience.
And let us not
but
be weary
it resulted
in
a harvest of millions
season.
Of souls coming to
due
Christ.
Season.
What I'm trying to tell you is that our God's so great he can turn a little boy's lunch into a meal that can feed thousands.
Is God's season.
A small act
of obedience we shall reap
can be greatly blessed
faint
by God because
not.
The harvest is greater
listen,
than
you
the
don't
planting.
Reap when you sow.
A few more things and I'll hit these quickly.
You reap much
the harvest
later
comes later
than, you sow.
Than the planting.
And if
look
you're here
nine,
and you're in sin, the
and
thing
let us
the devil
not be weary
wants to try
and
to convince
doing,
you of this evening
for in due season,
is that because everything's okay now
season,
and the
ceiling's
not
falling
in
season,
on you,
that it will always be okay. Listen to me tonight. The harvest always comes much later than the planting. No one gets away with anything in the sight of an omniscient, omnipresent God. On the flip side, you may be here tonight and you're planting. You're reading your Bible every night with your kids, but it doesn't seem they're getting it. You're praying for a family member and you've been praying for a long time and he's no closer to getting saved than he was 20 years ago. You've been working a bus route and it won't grow and you hadn't seen a kid saved in a long time. You're planting, you're planting, you're planting, you're planting, and nothing's happened. It's easy to faint while you wait. But the Bible says in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There will be a harvest. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Keep planting and a harvest will come. We reap later than we sow. Here's the last one. The harvest is limited to the planting. Look at verse 10. As we have their opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. What kind of opportunity is he talking about here? As we have opportunity, let's do good to all men. The word is the word kairos. It literally refers to a fixed and distinct period of time. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Because not all of us have equal opportunities in life. Not all of us have the same financial opportunities in life. Not all of us have the same professional opportunities. Not all of us have the same family opportunities. But here's the opportunity we all have that's the same. Time. 60 seconds in 1 minute. 60 minutes in 1 hour. 24 hours in 1 day. 365 days in 1 year. I get it just like you get it. What's the Bible saying? You had better plant while you have time. Because there will come a day when planting is over, there'll be no more opportunities, and you will have lost your chance for a harvest. We are reaping today the harvest of yesterday's choices. I can't change today's harvest. What I can change is today's sowing. I can't do anything about the harvest in my life. That's the result of yesterday. But I can change the seeds I'm planting today. I can seize my God-given opportunity at this moment to do some good and trust God that He'll increase it and multiply it. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So if you don't like the harvest in your life, now is the time to start planting some different seeds. At my old house that we had a peach tree there. And I didn't plant peach tree. I did a little bit of watering and a little bit of pruning. And about our second year there, it started bringing forth a wonderful harvest of summer peaches. How we enjoyed that harvest every year. I was so glad that someone took the time to do the hard work, to do the digging, to do the planting, so that I could enjoy a harvest. One of these days, folks, our opportunity to do good is going to be gone. We're going to be in heaven with the Lord. You know what I want? I want my children to say, I'm reaping the fruit of some seeds my daddy planted for me. I'm reaping the fruit, I want my grandkids to say, of some seeds that my grandfather planted for me. I'd like for there to be a few churches in this world that would say, Tyler Gillett did some good for me, and I'm reaping the fruit, and I'm glorifying God, and the world's a little bit a better place because he did some planting, and he did some harvesting. I don't know about you. I'd like to take this moment that we have as a church, this moment that I have as a preacher, this God-given opportunity, and do as much good as we can and trust God to multiply it. Let's pray together, may we? Our Father, it's easy to look at our lives and make excuses about how we got to where we are. The truth is, you've been far better to us than we could ever deserve. You've given us your grace. Many of the poor harvests that we've experienced are the result of our poor planting, the result of our bad decisions. My guess is there are some folks here who would like to change the harvest in their life. I pray that tonight they would start by changing some of the sowing. They start planting some Spirit-led, Spirit-filled seeds. And Father, my guess is that there are some Christians here tonight who look at the evil in the world and can talk about the evil in the world, aren't doing much about the evil in the world. I pray we take this admonition that you've given us tonight and we would do good. Good to our families, good to our communities, good to the lost and dying, right down the street and around the world. Help us to be a people that does good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.